Hi, and welcome to Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. My name is Fee Sullivan, Senior Pastor, and I truly want to thank you for joining us today as we study the Word of God. It is our desire that your life be touched today, and we pray that the Lord will speak to you with this message. And at the conclusion of this message, we have some important information for you. Please join me now as we begin our message.
Did you bring your Bibles? Turn with me to the book of Psalm, chapter 25. Let's all stand. We're going to read verses 4 through 7. And allow me to go before the throne room of grace. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. We thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your mercy. And we thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we're asking now, God, that you would give us ears to hear and eyes to see what the Spirit is saying to the church. And we bless you and praise you in Jesus' name. I've entitled this morning's message, Teach Me and Lead Me, God. Teach me and lead me, God. And so are we there at Psalms 25? Let's read together verses 4 through 7. And it reads, Show me your ways, O Lord. Teach me your paths. Lead me in your truth and teach me. For you are the God of my salvation. On you I wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, your tender mercies and your loving kindness, for they are from of old. Do not remember the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions according to your mercy. Remember me for your goodness' sake, O Lord. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearer and reader of his word. You may be seated. Saints, right up here, whether you're about to make a purchase or facing an emergency, the last thing you want to do is what? Wait. I need it now. That's why I had to share this story. 4 years ago, I thought I needed a new car now. God had to put the brakes on me, or I would have missed out on my blessing. Saints, today, having what we want immediately is almost the norm. What we once waited a month to receive is now available the same day. Oh, yeah, some of you got Amazon Prime. Sometimes you had to wait, what, 7 days for business days until something arrived? Now you get it the next day. I just found out yesterday there's Uber groceries. What? Call up an Uber guy and he'll bring you groceries. What, really? I don't have to leave my house? I'm sorry, I still like to go through the fruit myself. I'm not going to let no one else pick it out for me. Can I get amen? Although this is very convenient, it has also led to a moral decline, including the actions of people who aren't willing to wait, especially sex until marriage. Ouch. Oh, that's an owie there. Huh. Yeah, but I love him and I love her. And God said, wait a minute. Wait on me. You'll know how much you'll love that person when you wait. When you wait. Furthermore, it has resulted in the selfish conclusion that we should always get what we want right away. Right away. Saints, God doesn't work by this world's standards. I hope you know. God says this, wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take what? Courage. Yes, wait for the Lord. Man, there's benefits for waiting for God. Saints, this command is given to us. Why? Because God knows that it's not easy for us to wait. Man, we're too fidgety. We're antsy. No, man. Especially if we've already had to do so for an extended period of time of waiting for that one thing. It's hard. It is. Trust me, it is. So listen, saints, God speaks often about waiting because it's important and essential for every area of our lives, in our relationships, in our finances, our physical life, but more so our spiritual life. Because that's what goes on into eternity. That's why Scripture often admonishes us to wait for the Lord. It's one of the key lessons in the Bible. And God is conveying this message for you and I, that we would do well as we wait upon Him. Look what it says right here in Psalms 33. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Remember that. He's our help. He's our shield. He will shield us from the things that we desire, but yet we're not ready for. So He shields us from those things. For our heart is glad in Him, because we trust in His what? Holy name. We trust in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let your steadfast love, O Lord, be upon us, even as we hope in You. That's the key, is to hope in Him. So saying so often, we don't see the value of waiting and prefer to get what we desire immediately. I want it now. But God knows, saints, that sometimes we're not ready to receive what we've requested. And some of the things we want are unwise, even physically, emotionally, or spiritually dangerous to us. How many of you have ever been in a dangerous situation? Oh, yeah. I look back in my life. God saved my, I don't know how many times He saved my bacon. He saved me from total destruction, especially my BC years, running with people that I shouldn't have been running with. And so, waiting on God, it's a principle in His Word. I hope you know that. It's one of the principles that God teaches us. Why? Because He has a huge blessing on the other side of that time frame as you wait. As you just wait patiently. Thank You, God. And so, there are great advantages and protections for us in God's delays. So if God's delaying something, saints, it's for purpose, it's for reason. Don't go ahead of Him. Can I get an amen? Don't go ahead of Him. Some things become richer and more meaningful when you and I can wait for them. Another benefit is that we avoid the consequences of impatiently running ahead of God. And that's the last thing we want to do, is run ahead of Him. Look what it says right here in Isaiah. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, He neither faints nor is weary. So if He doesn't faint or grow weary, then why are we worried? Why do we worry? Why do we have anxiousness? We have anxiety. He doesn't. And if He's Lord over us, then why can't we trust Him in every situation in life? Look at this. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak, and to those who have no might, He increases strength. Man, thank You, God. He increases your faith. He increases your hope. Listen, every one of us has a time clock. And the moment we're conceived in our mother's womb, the clock starts to tick. And when it stops, that means we're going to be with Him as a believer. As an unbeliever, this is your opportunity here on earth to receive the Lord Jesus Christ by faith. Can I get amen? But it says right here, He's the one that increases our strength. I'd rather increase my faith, my hope, and my desires and everything about me through Christ. Why? Because in Philippians it says, I can do all things through Christ who what? Strengthens me. Look at verse 30 of Isaiah right up here. Even the youth shall faint and be weary. I'm talking about a young guy. Young guy there that could run around this block 40 times and we could barely walk a few steps before we get winded. Well, even these really good athletes grow weary. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young men shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. Praise God. We don't have time to go into the story of the eagle, but there's a true story of the eagle, how he renews himself after 40 years of life. And then by renewing himself on the mountaintop, God gives that bird another 40 years. Wow. That's why God uses it as a metaphor. That's why he uses it as an example. When he talks about animals up here, he's using it as a metaphor so that we can identify that particular animal and what he means by it. But God is good, amen? Hallelujah. Saints, to become the person God wants us to be and accomplish what he desires, we must learn to wait upon him. That's the bottom line. Instead of making decisions based on our limited understanding, we need to wait until God shows us what he would have us to do. However, if we ignore the Lord, there's a price to pay. There is a price to pay. One of the things that I advocate in this little church, those who desire to get married, we go through counseling. And it's sometimes strenuous. Sometimes things are brought to the forefront like, really? I didn't know that. Yeah. But they have to come out. You know why? You'll learn. You'll learn how to fuse it all together in Christ, in hope, than come in here, yes, I do, and tell the world, I do, and tomorrow, man, I don't. What did I do? You didn't wait on the Lord. You didn't wait on God. You wanted to have a Burger King life. Man, I just can't wait. Just wait a little longer. Wait a little longer. Can I get amen? Amen. Look at this. There's a huge price to pay when we don't wait. Look at what it says here in Psalms. None of those who wait for you will be ashamed if we obey God. We will not be ashamed because he works in our lives as we follow Jesus and depend, what, on him rather than jumping ahead. Can I get amen? Look at what it says in Psalms 37:9. For evildoers will be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord, they will inherit the land. Come on. Thank you, God. You see, it's all about his timing, not ours. His timing. His timing is perfect. Can I get amen? Amen? Saints, God's blessings come to us when we seek his guidance and we just simply obey him. And since he is good and loves us, he will not forget our need. That's what I love about God. You know, when we say, oh, daddy, papa, I love you. I thank you for saving me. You know, all my life I disobeyed God and you and my parents and my school teachers and my brothers and sisters. But now I have an opportunity to obey something in life now, and that's you. And when you start learning that, man, he starts showering on you blessings you cannot comprehend.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
He wants your confidence to be built up. He wants your faith to be established. He wants you to be rooted and grounded and his love for you. God's blessings come to us when we seek his guidance and obey. And since he is good and loves us, he will not forget our need, saints. However, we must not assume that if God hasn't, what, stopped us, then it's time or it's okay if we continue to desire something that we want. No. Just because he didn't put the brakes on doesn't mean he's giving you that blessing. He's waiting for you to do the right thing. Make the right choice and make sure it's according to his will. Can I get amen? The wiser approach is to wait for him to make his timing clear. Look at this right up here. What are wrong ways to wait on God? So now I'm going to teach you the wrong ways when we're trying to wait on God. Who can think of the first word? What's one word right now that you could think of that would be the wrong way? Yeah, selfishness is a good one.
Sarah, greedy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Let's look at the first one. We all deal with this one. Impatiently. Fussing at the Lord because he hasn't done anything. My kids are still on dope. Why, God? Well, you were too. You taught them. Now wait on me to deliver them. I was gracious to you, and I delivered you. I will deliver them too. Wait on me. Can I get amen? You got to wait. You showed them the wrong way. And now I've corrected things in your life. Now I got to start learning. You got to trust me that I'll correct those things in them too. Some of us, you know, we get all self-righteous. I'm going to beat the righteousness in you now. No, that ain't going to work. That will run further. You got to be patient now. The kingdom of God is totally different from the culture of the world. Culture of the world wants everything now. Now. Okay, what's another word? When we're doing it the wrong way. I shared that if I would have got my vehicle 4 years ago, I would have experienced some of these attributes. Yeah, anxiety is one. So anxiety is a real close one to the next one I'm going to show. This one right up here. Nervously. I'm just so nervous. My nails are all gone. I can't even reach down to bite the toenails. These are all gone. Look at being anxious about the outcome. Listen, if I would have went 4 years ago and got that car, I would have had to take a loan out of my house and do all kinds of weird stuff. Just to try to make it happen. When God spoke clearly, wait on me. Wait on me. He paid for it. What's the next one? Oh, this is a good one. You know, I can peek at my notes. This is a good one. Okay. Complaining. It's like watching Charlie Brown and he's on the phone and someone's on the other line. Grumbling at the Lord for his lack of response. Oh, then I'm going to go in there and fix it. Boom. Oh, I just broke a finger. No, we try to fix things in people's lives. And sometimes God said, don't even go there. Share. But if you're trying to be the doctor in their life, guess what? You're pushing God out of the way. Can I get an amen on this? But why, Lord? But why? Why not? Grumbling at the Lord for his lack of response. He heard us the first time.
Yes, he did.
Did you know that? There's no wax in his ears. He doesn't need the Q-tips. Did I hear that clearly? Oh, here's another one. Who can think of another one? Now, these are the things that we're not supposed to do as we wait on God. What's another one we could think of? Oh, yeah, I like that one. I'm sorry it didn't make the top 10, but it's a good one. This is what we do. Questioning God. Doubting that God's judgment is right. You know, Pastor Fee read some of these things, but I don't think that. I don't think that's true. Especially when I quote scripture. That's not true. I don't think that's what it means. It doesn't say that. When we start questioning God, God just, I'm going to put the brakes and let you stew for a while. Until you call upon me again. Doubting. We're not supposed to doubt. We're supposed to have faith the size of a mustard seed. Can I get an amen? We're supposed to believe God for all things, even when we get sick, even when our bank account has been depleted. We're saying, God, I still trust you, God, that you will supply all of my needs, that you will heal my body, that you will deliver. You got to believe that God is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we could ever think and ask and hope for. But we get in the way. Here's another thing that as we're waiting, I think this is probably one of the highlights of our waiting. Someone said it, but let's hear that again. Well, yeah, all of it's all pride, yes.
Angry?
Angry's a good one. We get angry. This one right up here. Frustrated. Being annoyed because God isn't working according to your desires. So you're frustrated. Oh, no. Hey, God, why is the neighbor building a brand new pool? And man, my grass don't even grow in my backyard. You know, here's the fix. Go bring your neighbor a pie and get to know him. He'll let you go swimming in your pool. Can I get an amen? You don't want a $70,000 debt. Swimming in that pool will cost you $10 to make that pie. Go be their friend. When's the last time you spoke to your next door neighbor? When's the last time you spoke to them about Jesus? Someone that lives to your right or your left. Some of you may live in a condo or an apartment. When's the last time you went door knocking? Hey, I live in here. Guess what? Jesus is coming soon. Do you know that? And then you open up a door and you start witnessing to them. Share your faith boldly. And then here's another one. Let me ask you how you react when a little fly tries to land on your ear. What was it?
Irritated.
That's right. Irritated. Becoming aggravated by his seeming inactivity. Oh, you're not doing nothing, God. You ain't doing nothing. You haven't heard me. And it irritates you. Why? Because in your mind, nothing's changed. Wow. These are attributes not to adhere to. Can I get an amen? This is to protect us. This is not saying this is what you do. This is what we should not do. Can I get an amen? If we're going to see God do mighty things in our life, this is just so that we could avoid these areas in our life. It's all about issues of the heart. And here's another one, and we'll stop because we could just name 300 of these up here. But when all that starts to cave in, then we're left to this one last attribute. If they're all working in conjunction with one another, then this last one that I'm going to show is right before a physical and spiritual collapse is when we get to this point, we're miserable now. everything we hate, everything we don't like. I don't even want to come visit you. I don't even want to look at you. I just want to go in my room and pout. I just want to close off the world. I just want to be by myself. That's the last final stage here. And then that's when the collapse takes place. Feeling that God is withholding something from you. And he's not. Contrary to this, he loves you. He died for us. He shed his blood for us. He's given us new hope. He's given us now purpose. He's given us a new destiny. He's letting us know that this temporal world will soon pass away. And when it passes away, we will be launched into eternity with him. And we will live with him forevermore. And all the loved ones that have gone before us, we'll see them again. Did you know that they're waiting for us? They're waiting for us up there. They can't wait till it's our turn to be in their presence. But until then, they're having a blast. They're basking in God's glory. You and I have no clue on what they're feeling right now. They're not feeling any pain. They're not feeling any sorrow. They're not feeling anything that will put them down. You know why? I'll tell you why. Because the Bible says sin cannot enter into heaven. If sin entered into heaven, guess what would also be there for us? Memory. Memory. Memory of our lives here on earth. Memory of those we know who died without Christ. We would have sorrow up there. But Jesus said, I'm going to wipe away every tear and every sorrow. So when you enter into his grace, guess what? Those former things are gone now. We won't even have recollection of that past, that life here on earth. He doesn't want us to have any remembrance of this life. Why? Because then we'll sorrow up there. And there's no sorrow up there. There's heavenly bliss. There's joy unspeakable and full of glory. We will be there praising the Lamb. Hallelujah. We'll be worshiping him and praising him and thanking him. Hallelujah. All that he has done for us. Thank you, God. I'm so blessed. There's many times I said, Lord, is it today? Because you only give us one day at a time. You know, some people didn't wake up this morning. You all know the story of Joseph, right? All these attitudes that I just mentioned result from a failure to realize that God is good and generous, giving us much more than we deserve. We're not complainers, are we? The fact that God is good means that he has no evil in him. His intentions and motivations are always good. He always does what is right, and the outcome of his plan is always, always good. His plan is the best plan. That's right. Remember when Joseph was taken into captivity? His brothers basically sold him out. Threw him into a hole, a pit, to whether he died or not. So then Joseph, because God's plan, you got to look at your lives and like Joseph. Some of you, I can't speak for all of you, some of you, you may be the only one saved in your whole entire family. But yet God saved you. And now you're a shining beacon of hope for them. And some of them maybe have ostracized you. I don't want no part of that. They have. When I first got saved, all 11 brothers and sisters forsook me. Because I didn't have the good stuff no more to give them. They didn't want nothing to do with me. My friends, everyone forsook me. But God had new people in store. New people. People that love him. And then you will learn to love them. Can I get amen? And so, obviously, we all know the story that when Joseph rose up as the second man in line to Pharaoh, remember the family came? His brothers came because it was during a famine? And they needed food? What did Joseph show them? Did he say, oh, it's them. Oh, this is my time to get back at them now. No, he didn't, did he? He showed them love and compassion, just like how God showed him in the midst of their evil doing. Of their evil doing. Look what it says right here. Because I'm trying to convey a message how good God is. Despite of ourselves, despite of what you've done, despite of your mistakes, despite of your shortcomings, despite of your lack of prayer, despite of serving, God is good. He's good to us, despite of ourselves. He's not up there, you know, well, they didn't do this today and they didn't do that today. No, he doesn't operate like us. His mercy endures forever. As long as we have breath in our lungs, he's good. And he's given us another day. He's good. Never think that he's up there like a genie in the bottle. Let me rub him today and see what I get from him. God don't operate like that. He's always good. He's always the provider. Look at what it says right up here. And Joseph said to them, do not be afraid, for I am what? I am the place of God, but as for you, you meant evil against me, but God meant it for good in order to bring it about as it is this day to save many people alive. Now, therefore, do not be afraid. I will what? Provide for you and your little ones. And he comforted them and spoke kindly to them. Now, you have to really look at the Hebraic. You got to go deeper. One of the reasons why, remember when Joseph told everyone to leave the room? And he says, I just want my brothers in here? Because they couldn't recognize him. Man, he was all dollied up like a Pharaoh. They go, how do we know it's you? Okay, until you understand that on the eighth day, what does a Hebrew child do? He gets what? Right. The Egyptians don't do that.
That's right.
They're uncircumcised Philistines.
That's right.
Right? So he had them all leave the room except his brothers, and he had to show them he was circumcised like them. Now they believed because the Egyptians don't do that.
That's right.
He had to prove that point that I am a Hebrew.
That's right.
I am your brother.
Right.
When Mark Biltz taught that, man, the revelation came. It's like, oh, it was like, oh my gosh, moment.
Yeah.
That's why on the eighth day, every male till this day, it's circling. But why does God wait 8 days? Remember, this is all about wait. Why? What happens on that eighth day? Can you tell me why? Especially with the male. I'll tell you, on the eighth day, all the vitamin K is now there. The vitamin K is what heals the womb. So when they have to cut surgically, it heals right away. If you do it a day before, it'll continue to bleed because the vitamin K is not there yet. God knows. God knows all things. And so this is what Joseph had to show his brothers when he told everyone to leave the room. He had to prove, because they didn't believe who he was. Because if it was his brother, they know what they did to him, right? What would they have done to each other if they found out it was another? Man, they would go after him. But what did Joseph show? Love and compassion. He showed the heart of God. He showed the grace of God. Saints, there is nothing unpleasant, evil, or dark in the Lord. The Bible teaches that God's goodness extends from his nature to everything he does. Look what it says here in Psalms. You are good and do good. Teach me your statutes now, God. If he is good, now teach me, Lord. Look what it says here. For the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting. His truth endures to all generations. Because God is also wise and loving, he withholds those things that are not beneficial for us, that we're not ready to handle, or that could become stumbling blocks in our walk with him. I don't want to be stumbled. Can I get amen? I want to walk with joy with him. I don't want to do things contrary to him. God's goodness is seen in his plan to redeem us from sin. The gospel. What is the gospel? Good news. It's the good news. The gospel is the good news. So when you tell a friend, a neighbor, a family member, a co-worker, someone, when you're sharing the gospel, you're sharing them good news. Guess what? God loves you and he wants to save you. Great news. Knowing that your sins can be forgiven. Oh, yeah. Saints, in his goodness, God sent his son to become the perfect and blameless sacrifice so we could have all of our sins forgiven. Look what it says right up here in Peter. Look at this. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some count slackness, but he's long suffering. Say that with me. Long suffering. Man, let me just speak for me. I was a knucklehead of the knuckleheads. Some of us were knuckleheads, huh? Oh, come on. Some of us were like, we were detestable. Man, I was the kind of guy, if I came knocking at your door, turn the blinds, muzzle the dog. We're not here. Don't answer the door. He wants something. The Lord is not slack concerning his promises, some count slackness, but is long-suffering toward us, not willing that any should what? Perish. But should all come to what? Repentance. Aren't you so blessed? He brings you and I to a place in the journey of life. Our failures, our ups and downs, our wrongdoings, the life we once lived. Some of us, man, could outdrink anyone in this room. Yeah, we were like that, huh? And some drunks were happy drunks, and some drunks wanted to just beat your face down. But they were all drunks. But it says here he was long-suffering that we would all come to this place. God, forgive me. Forgive me. When you come to that place, that's when he restores you. That's when he saves you. That's when he builds you up. That's when he transforms your life. But there's only one place to get to before the benefit starts pouring in, and it's through a true heart of repentance. There's some people, they come to church, yeah, I want all the good, yeah, man, yeah, praise God, yeah, yeah, yeah. And you know what? They never cried out. They never fell on their face. They never surrendered nothing. And that's why they struggle in and out of church. They go from one church to another. You don't offer this and you offer that, and it's better over here until you get to the other side of the fence, and then you find out you have to water that grass too. And it never changes. You know why? Because the change hasn't taken place in here. There has to be a change here. And when the change takes place in here, man, I'm telling you, then all those things that you were looking for and you were complaining about, now you just fall in love with Jesus. Man, I just want to love you, God. And I'm happy where I'm at. I'm so blessed to be in the house of God. You come to that place. Why? Because there has to be a brokenness before there can be a healing. There has to be a brokenness. There has to be a place of surrenderance. And it's God's goodness that leads us to repentance. Amen? Look at Paul told the Roman church. Or do you despise the riches of his goodness, forbearance, and longsuffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? His goodness leads us to that place because he wants the most and best for us. And so, question is, as we coming in for a close, how should we wait on the Lord? How should we wait? How should we wait? We saw the things now that we're not supposed to do, but now, what are the things that we should do? What should we do? Number one, very simple, be patient. Just be patient. Look at this, Psalms 40. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined to me. He heard my cry. He also brought me up out of a horrible pit. How many has that testimony? I do. I was in a horrible place. Out of the miry clay, he set my feet, what? Upon a rock. He established my steps. He has put a new song in my mouth. I can praise him now. I can worship him now. Praise to our God. Many will see it and fear and will trust the Lord. Thank you, God. Just your testimony alone will bring glory to God, and many will come into the saving knowledge. Hallelujah. And so God is saying this, when you're waiting on him, wait on him quietly. Just say, Lord, you got my back, Lord. I'm waiting on you. I'm not going to murmur and complain. I'm going to wait on you, God. You wait quietly. Why? Because King David understood this. Look what he said right up here. He said, my soul wait in silence for God only, for my hope is from him. You just wait on him quietly. And then God is saying, as you're waiting the whole time, you're waiting for something that you're waiting for God to do, but there has to be this attribute included. As you're waiting for him, you're trusting him. I trust you, God. So instead of complaining, we should wait calmly for the Lord's provision, trusting him, waiting isn't passive resignation, but active trust in God, meaning it's an ongoing thing. You can't say, well, I trusted you yesterday, but it didn't come to pass, so I don't trust you today. No. We trust him 24/7. Can I get an amen? Trust in him. Wait patiently for him. Why? Listen, how many know that God has a mighty plan for you? He has a mighty plan for you, sister, brother, sister. He has a mighty plan. And you could, Pastor Fee's not just saying this, just to say it now. Okay? I wonder how he feels about me. I feel about you the way the scripture feels about all of us. It's right up here in the Word. Right up here. Look at what it says. For I know the thoughts that I have toward you, says the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you a future and a what? And a hope. That's how he looks at us. And that's how I look at you. And I hope that's how you look at me. That God has the better plan. He has the better plan for us. Can I get amen? For I know the thoughts that I think toward you. Did you know God thinks about us? He formed you in your mother's womb in the moment you were conceived. My goodness, he hasn't stopped thinking about you. You know, he can't wait for when you see him face to face. He's waiting for that day patiently when you're going to run to him and say, Abba, Father, Abba, Abba. You're gonna be crying and weeping and just, you can't let go when you see him face to face, because you'll see the God who climbed up on this cross to die for our sins. I can't wait to see the God that created me. And so, as you're waiting patiently, you're trusting God, Right? Can I get an amen? You have to have a heart of expectation. Expectantly. I know you're going to do it, God. I know. I know you're going to save my kids.
That's right.
I know you're going to deliver me from sicknesses.
Amen.
I know you're going to supply my needs. When my bank account says $10 in it, I know you're going to replenish it somehow. Can I get amen? I heard someone up here said, no, nah, I don't got 10, I got 5 only. There were many days, there was only 1 in my wallet. That's right. Yeah, Sister Yolanda, she knows. Don't you got any money? No. I'm waiting on the Lord. expect. Because God has the best. Amen. Look what it says. I would have lost heart unless I had what? Believe that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. You got to believe. You got to believe as though you've received it already. Can I get amen? You got to believe. It's in the bank, Lord. The food's on the table, God. I believe. You believe and he will come through like a champ. Because he's a champion. He's the champion of our lives. Can I get amen?
Amen?
Saints, after salvation, the Holy Spirit came to take up residence within us, and he gives us guidance for life. Therefore, we can confidently expect that he will direct our paths and shows both the way and his perfect timing. Because it says right up here, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in what? My name. He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I said to you. And guess what he said to you, saints? He loves you. You are special to him. I'm special to him. Despite of ourselves. I don't care. Despite of our shortcomings, we are special to him. And he's our precious Savior. So how many of you, as you're trusting, as you're expecting, as you're being patient, and in the midst of a trial, how many have been in those serious trials? Huh? Some of them are Cat 5s, like we talked about the last couple, huh? Cat 5, right? So this one attribute, as you are, man, I'm in the battle, Lord, and I need me. This attribute has to also be implemented. Can I get amen? And that's courageously. I don't fear the enemy. I don't fear those things that are happening. I'm trusting in you, God. I'm taking courage in you, Lord. That's right. Because look what it says in Psalms. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and let your heart take what? Courage. God is saying, take courage in these things. Yes, wait for the Lord. Everything will be backed up by God's word. Can I get an amen?
Amen.
And the last attribute, and we close, is, can you guess it? I'll give you a clue. After all we are to do, we
thank him.
Okay, that's good. Grateful. Those are good. They're all good. There's not a wrong answer. But the one I want is after all that, what do? Oh, no, we praise him. Huh? No. We stand. We stand. We stand. Can I get amen? We stand on the word. We stand. We stand on God's word. Look at that. It's right up there. We stand on God's word. That's right. We stand on his word. That's right. We're standing on his word. It's supernatural. It is. It's not just, okay, this is what it says. It's ink on pages, but how does that work for me? It works through faith. It's believing God, trusting in God. obeying God. Yes, brother. Standing on God's word. We need to stand on God's word, right? Because it says right here, I wait for the Lord, my soul does wait, and his word do I hope. Yes. His word do I hope, right? Can I get amen? Lord. Saints, the scripture is the foundation on which we stand as we watch for God to act according to his perfect timing and his perfect will. He has given us a promise. And that promise he cannot take. You remember back in the day when you were a kid? Oh, yeah, you could play. Here's my Hot Wheel car. Yeah, you. And then a day later, I want it back. What did we used to call them? It's not politically correct to say Indian giver, sister. Well, guess what? What God gives you, he will not take back.
Thank you, Jesus.
He will not take back. What God gives you, he will not take back. Can I get amen? No, he's not like us. Yeah, man, if you're done with that, I want it back now. No, he don't do that. No, he gives us his best. And guess what? We get to keep it. Thank you, Lord. I'm keeping this for me, God. I'm keeping all these beautiful things that you have given me, God. I'm keeping it all because you gave it to me. And these things won't perish. That's right. This is the confidence which we have before him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he hears us. And if we know that he hears us in whatever we ask, we know that we have the request which we have asked from him. Can I get an amen? Man, I'm telling you, when God shows you his wonderful grace, and when you obey to wait on him and to rely on him, he says, okay, it's time now to bless you. And this is where we all want to be in times in our life. Can I get amen? Everyone's timing is totally different from one another, but yet, it's still on a clock somehow. It's God's timing. Yes. It's not his timing, your timing. It's God's timing. Can we learn to trust God? Amen. Let's pray. Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, thank you, God. Thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy, Lord. And Father, I forgot to mention, saints of God, we'll go back to pray. But little sister Isla back here, raise your hand, Isla. She's getting baptized in Jesus' name today. Jesus. You know, she's a little further in life than probably a lot of us. And yet, God's grace is all over you. And he's waited patiently for this day. I think you're 39, right? About 39?
Times 39.
I'll make sure I don't say that one, brother.
Could be true.
True. But you know what? God loves you. And he does. He does. He truly loves you. And I can't wait. For those who want to see her get baptized, it'll be about 1, between 1 and 1:30. Yeah. I hope your clocks have been changed so you don't come an hour late. Hey, we're wrapping up at 12. Wow. Oh, by the way, our sister got some really good pan dulce stuff next door. So please, drink the coffee, eat the goodies next door. Amen. And remember, and I promised that little video I'm going to show you right now. Okay. And then tomorrow, we're baptizing another precious soul. And her name is Elvina. Elvina. She's only about maybe 21?
29.
Oh, 29? Oh, she looks real young. She's been coming Wednesday night, and she goes, man, I want to be baptized, and I want to be filled with the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Come on. And sister, God's going to fill you with the Holy Ghost. Man, I'm going to believe you're coming out of the water speaking in tongues. Come on. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. Aren't we so blessed? Huh? We're so blessed. God is so good. You guys are all welcome to come 1:30 to watch Sister Isla get baptized. What a man, it's a precious moment. Amen. Praise God. But let me pray and invite those to receive Christ, those who may be listening right now, maybe those who are here. Pray with me. Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you for your goodness and grace. We thank you for your mercy. We thank you for your loving kindness. Lord, we ask, God, that you would send this message out to bring someone hope. Someone who may stumble onto this message, someone that gives this message out, someone that shares it, someone that sends a link. Lord, I just pray that this message will go out to those who have decisions to make in their life and they don't know where to turn to. God, we ask that they would hear your voice and that they would wait upon you, that you would be the God to deliver them. And maybe you've never surrendered your heart to Christ. And so we want to pray with you and ask the Lord to come into your life by faith. So pray this simple prayer. Dear Lord Jesus, I thank you for my life. I do believe on your death, burial, and resurrection. I believe that you died for me. And the blood that you shed on the cross will cleanse me of all my sins. Lord Jesus, I ask you now, God, to forgive me for every sin. Come into my life. Make me a new person in Christ Jesus. From this day on, I will do my best to honor you and to follow you all the days of my life in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on, let's give them a big shout of praise and glory for the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Hallelujah.
The Bible says, repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remissions of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. For the promise is unto you, and to your children, and to all that are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call. And that's our exhortation to you. We have many ministries available here for you at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship. For a complete list of them, and to download all of our messages and sermons, please log on to our website at www.acts2-38-39.com or email us at amazing_grace@cox.net. From all of us here at Amazing Grace Christian Fellowship, may God bless you and thank you for listening.